one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comment. Any member of the public may address the board on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of the board. The board will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the board cannot act on items not on the agenda. Presentations are limited to 3 minutes.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Skip three.
Skip item number three.
I don't like item number three. I'll do that after public comment. It's my way or the highway, Mitch. Is there any public comment?
Spring loaded. My name is Mark Wampler. Sorry. Make sure that works. Sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize to AGP for that. Told not to do that. Sorry. Mark Wampler, Oceano. I have here a copy of Ordinance 1985-3. Ordinance promulgating personnel policies and procedures under Article 3-37, application restrictions. An applicant will not be considered for a non-elected position who, A, is a member of immediate family or a member of the board of directors, or B, is a member of his or her immediate family already employed in the district, close quote. I don't think that there is a need to explain this aspect of this 20-year-old ordinance. I believe that the staff and board and council have been already made aware of this and that there have been alleged violations brought to their attention. I've also come to be aware that it has been suggested that this ordinance be changed or already altered or ready to be altered to accommodate these alleged violations. And I'm pretty concerned about this. One of the purposes of this ordinance is to curb activities of favoritism and special interests. These activities hurt our community and lend itself to undermining our democracy. This ordinance wasn't put in place to single out an individual or group of individuals, but its apparent intent was to maintain high standards of staff, management, and personnel. In fact, according to Section 2, quote, this ordinance shall be considered an emergency ordinance because of requirements of federal law and shall be adopted in accordance with Part 1, Section 2-6 of the Rules and Regulations of the Oceano Community Services District. Close quote. I think this is good legislation. It was good in 1985, and it should be good for at least another 20 years. So let's not give in to special interests, and let's preserve high standards. If I got 20 seconds left, I'd like to congratulate Chief Steinhauser and recipient of federal grant from our Homeland Security in excess of $120,000. Way to go.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Hi, Mary Lucy Oceano. I saw on the agenda that the commander from the Sheriff's Department will be speaking tonight. And so after reading the issues around the busing of the kids and some of the arguments that people used as to, you know, they'll have to walk by child molesters' homes and stuff like that, which, you know, I didn't necessarily I didn't like the angle of the article, but it made me start to think about, like, how many, you know, sexual offenders do we have in our area, and how many, as, say, to another community that has the same population that we do and the same economic status. And so I looked into Grover, and Grover has a substantial less number than Oceano, and Oceano had like 32. And so I was wondering if maybe the Sheriff's Department and at a later meeting could maybe just do a little report to us saying, you know, this is how many we have per capita, and maybe we could figure out why we're sending a message that that, you know, that you can come and live in Oceano free and clear, because I don't think we really want to send that message. So if you could just ask if the Sheriff's Department could give us a little bit more in-depth report on this and what we can do to make, you know, our neighborhoods a little safer. I'd appreciate it.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Seeing none, I'll go back now to board items for discussion. David?
I have
nothing.
I do. I was reading in the paper the other day. PISMO has rejected an $18 million proposal to extend Price Street. And I just found it kind of interesting. At the bottom here, it says SLOCOG can reallocate the Price Street money to other.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board, staff, and members of public, Martin Basti, Sheriff's Department. The last holiday went very well for Labor Day, nice and quiet. Everything's nice and smooth. No major criminal activity. Our arrests for narcotics-related offenses are up. And so the guys are out there diligently trying to take care of that. We are working on getting some of the graffiti cleaned up from the last tagging. Some of that you still see is on private property. And we would like to extend, again, a thank you to Mark Wampler for assisting in that effort as well, so helping us getting it cleaned up. We had a meeting here at our office with about 24 folks from the community with Kacho Asajian, the district supervisor, in reference to some of the parking problems with vehicles being left overnight in the Lagoon Park area, Air Park, Mendel, that area down in there. So we've been diligently checking on that and making sure the ordinances are up to date, and those are no parking from 9 at night till 6 in the morning, which makes it easier for us to enforce because usually as the graveyard shift comes around, there's fewer calls for service, so we do have cars available to go check that, make sure that those cars aren't being left abandoned around the park area. So that's being addressed. School started, so our school resource officers, our DARE officers are back in the schools, as well as making sure that the school zones and patrolling those in the morning, especially the first couple of weeks while everybody gets back from the summer, especially with the kids walking back and forth to school. And if you want, I can take a minute or so and try to explain Ms. Lucy's concerns.
Certainly would appreciate that.
Okay. A little over a year ago, we had the good fortune of hiring a retired sergeant from L.A. Sheriff's Department, Ron Waltman, as a reserve deputy. Part of our budget, with the goal-oriented budget, with the programs, is to make sure that 100% of the sex offenders that are in any community are registered. And as always, the ones that are registered that we keep track of through the Department of Justice that are required to register wherever they move to within a time frame. If they are on the serious list or the violent offenders, then the neighborhood and the schools are immediately notified of his location or the person's location. That's an automatic notification that we have a lawful duty to do, which we do. Ron works as a reserve deputy, and that's the only function that he has. He had 15 years experience down in the L.A. area working as a detective sergeant with sexual assault, working thousands of cases. So he's got them all the way down to maybe one or two in the entire county that haven't registered or non-compliant. The rest have either gone to jail or they've tracked them down and they've moved, et cetera. So we're up on our compliance. The reason why those are listed is they changed it to the Internet versus our Megan's Law, which was a computer at the station, which we still have. However, we had to rely on Department of Justice to send us updates every 60 days on a disk and reload. Well, the information changes in a 60-day period. So being on the Internet, the general public has access to photographs and the information they're allowed to have by law on a daily basis. But when they do move into the community, they are tracked, they are required to register, we keep a file on it, and we have a full-time investigator working out of the detective division making sure they're in compliance. The school district, when they use that, and again, that's one of the biggest concerns, and we did have a couple of schools started again with people pulling up alongside kids and bothering them or asking if they want a ride, et cetera. Part of our school resource and DARE program also teaches those kids don't talk to strangers, don't take a ride if it's not your parents, et cetera. So part of it's on an education part of the kids, and the other part is keeping track of these folks who are in the community. They're in every community throughout all of California, but we now have the laws through Megan's Law and through the Internet to keep track of these folks. But again, I'll reiterate another side of it. The ones that we really have to be worried about is the ones that aren't caught, that are out there offending. That's where the serious problem. Those we have tracks and we have pictures on, they're kept pretty tight rein and checks and registry, et cetera. It's the ones that we don't have contact or they're still out there. And if at a later time you want to have Ron give you a short little dissertation, or at any time any of the members of the public can get a hold of me at the station next door, and I'll make Ron available. He can come down and personally explain to them how the system works and the process. But we're very fortunate to have him with his experience to work as a reserve deputy keeping track of these folks. He's done an outstanding job of keeping track, and we know where they are. And if there's any violations, then they go back to court for those violations.
Lieutenant Bassey, I have one question. When a sex offender is released from jail, do they usually go back to the community that they come from, or can they choose to go anywhere in the state?
It all depends. They can, by sentencing rules, and when they're released, if they're released from the county jail, then they go back to wherever they live. If they're released from state prison, so sometimes the vehicle code's not enforceable, and sometimes it is, depending on what the county's done.
As you drive through some of the highways, you'll know notice how a car is parked way off to the side, and there'll be a driveway for cars to go in next to it, but you'll have cars parked in numerous alleyways in Oceano.
Right, so they can't block the driveway,
But they're outside the driveway. They're not in the driveway.
And we did have one that was tagged. It was parked on Highway 1, and what they did is they moved it around and hid it in the alleyway, but it blocked the alleyway, which is a fire issue as well as our issue from getting back and forth, so that vehicle was towed. But certainly if you have one of concern, let me know which alleyway it is, and we'll kind of monitor it and also work with CHP to assist, because some of those are because of what the county's done to some of the access.
Okay.
Are there any questions from the public for the commander? If not, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I think the meeting's going to the dogs.
Report to the district department heads, please.
Are there any questions about the submitted material?
Any of you folks have any questions?
I haven't.
No. Not any questions from the public regarding the reports from the department? If not, please file. Fire items. This says none, but I know that that's not true. So, Chief?
Are there no agenda fire items?
There may not be anything on the agenda, sir, but did you not receive something very nice?
Yes, we did. I was going to allow the fire committee to,
I think it's appropriate for you to tell us about that.
Last week, the Oceano Fire Department was successful in our grant application with the Department of Homeland Security and the Assistance of Firefighters grant. We received $121,625.
And how long before the check gets here?
We don't actually get a check.
Oh, okay.
It's all electronic.
All right. Okay. Nothing else on the fire department for fire items? Okay. Utility items. Mitch, you want to lead us into this, please?
Okay. This is our continuing disclosure of the emergency that we... emergency that we declared after the December 22nd, 2003 earthquake, and we need to pass this by 4/5 vote in order to retain our emergency status. One of the things on the agenda tonight, for an example, will be the awarding of the bid for the Strand Avenue, and that's part of what we're doing here. And this is if we ever have to go back to doing something on an emergency basis, we're retaining that jurisdiction by this process.
Is there any board discussion on the inspection of the district sewer and water lines? Okay, I'm looking for any public comment. I need a motion to declare this as an ongoing emergency, right?
Also moved.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Do we need a roll call on this?
Since it's a 4/5 vote required, I would.
Okay, roll call, please.
Director Angela?
Yes.
Director Bookout?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Vice President Mann?
Yes. Okay. Replacement of the water main on Strand Way.
Okay, well, we are finally to the point of getting Strandway. The water line replaced on Strandway. The bid opening was August 31st. We received three bids. Those bid results are attached to the staff report. Staff's recommendation that the board approve alternate A and that they award the bid to V. Lopez and Sons in a sum not to exceed $371,154.
Board discussion?
How much of that bid was repaving? Do you know where that came?
Yes. Was $33,737.
10%?
Is that our share of... County going to pay part of that?
No, not part of that. What we're doing, we're negotiating with the county to get Strand completely reconstructed as we did with McCarthy and Juanita.
Okay.
And this bid includes the temporary road?
Yes.
And the re-veg?
No.
It doesn't include?
No, the re-veg is next. We didn't get any bidders. Kind of
money patching it, and then afterwards still have to come back and repave it, and it's a lot of money wasted. And I really want to commend you on taking the time and going through the process to the extra work to get the county involved and to cooperate with the other government agencies instead of just going ahead and doing it the easy way, and so that we're going to have a nice road for those people that live on these two streets. And I did want to thank you and commend you for not taking the easy way out on this and putting the extra work into it.
Thank you.
Bill?
I just have a question. Are these overhead power lines all through there?
Right. We have contacted PG&E about that, and they're not... It's not in their scheme of things at this point. I mean, we have looked at, you know, undergrounding, is what you're suggesting. Several problems is, and one of the problems it's not in their queue. The other problem is based on the size of Strand Alley or Strand Alley, because it's not, you know, just the 20-foot wide. Getting multiple crews in there trying to do multiple things is almost impossible. They said it would be very, very expensive because you'd be kind of bumping over each other. So we did broach. I actually visited PG&E's office out there out by Madonna Road, and talked to them for a while, and then I went back again, and because first time was just to broach the subject, and second time to find out what the results of my conversation were. And we would not only have to do, of course, the we'd have the all kinds of other problems if we tried to underground that. So.
Wouldn't the airport have interest in seeing if that's underground for their own safety? And maybe
some of those poles and those lines are lower than the buildings. I'm not positive about it. I mean, they're not much. I think if you got a plane that close to those wires, you'd have other problems.
Oh yeah, of course.
So I'm not sure that the air, I would agree with you if those things were 60 feet tall, big, but they're just utility poles, which are not much taller than some of those homes, particularly the ones further on down on the Strand.
Mm-hmm. I noticed there were some gripes about a hotel down there from a pilots association in San Luis Obispo, and I think that would probably be a gripe of theirs, is telephone poles, wires.
Well,
I think they're more worried about the number of people damaged
mm-hmm.
people. I think the Airport Land Use Commission is more concerned with the number of people living in the flight path than they are with actual obstructions. I think that's what the hotel issue was. Mm-hmm.
David?
You ready for a motion?
No, I have to go to public comment. Is there any public comment on this?
Strand water.
the water main on Strand Way, item 9B. Hearing no comments from the public, I'm waiting for a motion, please.
I would move that we award the contract to V. Lopez & Son for the sum not to exceed $371,154.
Need a second, please?
A second, that.
Roll call.
Director Angela?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Bocow?
Yes.
Vice President Mann?
Yes. Now we're on 9C, which is the Strandway Revegetation Project.
Okay. As you're very well aware, in order to do the Strandway project, we had to get a coastal permit. Part of that coastal permit was placed on us the requirement to have a revegetation program, and we did put that out to bid based on the board's authorization. We received no bidders, and then we just kind of scrambled around and were able to find some people who would be willing to do this on a time and materials basis, and attached is a list of those people that are willing to do that. And so the recommendation before the board tonight is to authorize various service providers listed to perform the work specified on a time and materials basis.
Board discussion? Bill?
No.
David?
No, I don't have anything.
Public comment on this item?
We don't have a list.
I'm sorry?
So we don't have a list. So.
We extended it at all. Would they be interested in doing it, you know, in submitting a bid? And they said they would not be. So, we scrambled around because we have to do this. It's not something we can just kind of, you know, not do, because the guy from the Coastal Commission is going to be monitoring this while we do it. So,
and we can let this out without getting competitive bids.
Yes, on a time and material basis, right? Because each portion I think is under the $20,000 state limit, if that's the number, if I recall it correctly. And this is the best we can do. I mean, we had to scramble to get these people. It's not, you know, we had to go to them. It's not, you know, and after we went to everybody that we could think of to just submit a bid, you know, and we told people just submit a bid. And if, you know, if you go to, you know, to you and say submit a bid, you know that your chances of being awarded that bid are pretty good if the contract, you know, the contracting agency is coming to you and you know, begging you to submit a bid. So,
could they give any reasons why they were not interested in?
Yes, one is the paperwork required, and the size of the job was too small.
Because of the paperwork, because of the coastal commission?
Right.
Okay. Still looking for a motion.
I'll move to accept staff's recommendation.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Director Bookout?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Vice President Mann?
Yes. Okay. Relief of extraordinary utility billing.
Okay, this is a standard request we had concerning a utility billing based on damage to a water leak, a water line which caused a leak. I'm having trouble talking tonight. and it's the board's past practice to adjust on the 18-month average, and before you is that data.
I know that that's what we always do. I thought, though, it usually went to the committee to look at that and recommend it or not.
No, we haven't done that except for the first time, at which okay. time the committee, the Water and Sewer Committee, has indicated that just take it directly to the board.
Okay. No. All right. So the recommended action is to reduce this to the average and make the adjustment. So are there any comments from the board? Any public comment on this item? If not, Do I need a motion on this or just direct staff?
No, you need a voice vote.
Okay. Need a motion and a second, please?
I'll make a motion to direct staff to adjust the bill to an average adjustment for their total year bill.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Director Bookout?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
President Mann?
Yes. Okay, next, the agreement between the Northern Cities and Todd Engineering.
Okay, as part of the Santa Maria water litigation, the cities of Aurora Grande, Grover Beach, Pismo Beach, and the Oceana Community Service District joined together to engage the services of a joint counsel to represent our interest in the groundwater litigation. During the course of the litigation, these four political entities became known as the Northern Cities, because we're north of Santa Maria. The legal issues have, after a very protracted period of time, been mostly settled. As part of that settlement, the northern cities are required to file with the court a safe yield analysis. This review bolsters the northern cities' claim that we have been managing our water affairs in an efficient and effective manner, and the basis of that management is the gentleman's agreement, which, you know, this board is very familiar with. The district is indebted to the city engineer of the city of Pismo Beach, Dennis Delzite, for preparing and negotiating the agreement before you. Initially, Todd Engineer, working in conjunction with our joint counsel, submitted a proposal calling for a much enlarged scope of work costing close to $200,000. The northern city managers, during the course of extensive evaluation review covering over four meetings, narrowed the scope and the cost. The agreement before you will fulfill the mandates of the court under the settlement and totals less than $70,000. OCSD's share of the cost is 22.5%, the same allocation as our proportionate share of the gentleman's agreement water allotment, and the percentage share OCSD has paid for legal representation in the Santa Maria water litigation. The recommended action before your board is to, by board discussion, public comment, motion, second, and roll call vote, approve the agreement between the Northern Cities and Todd Engineers and authorize the vice president of the board to sign the agreement on behalf of the district. And this is the management of the plan. One of the reasons that we were able to get out of this lawsuit was that we have shown that we are managing our water resources without the need of outside assistance. But what the court wants to have is what's called a safe yield analysis. We base our gentleman's agreement on 9,500 acre feet of water. That number is kind of a fictitious number from a standpoint that the gentleman's agreement was based on a water resources report that said that the basin contained 8,500 acre feet of water, and the engineers that got together at the time felt that there was more water there than was being said, so they used the number 9,500. So the court wants to assure itself, and part of this settlement agreement is that the court will retain jurisdiction over this case and over the parties. So the safe yield analysis is part of this settlement agreement.
Because I really don't want to continue to help send the lawyers and the South kids to college. We've given them enough money over the years. Any comments from the board, David?
Has the other city signed off on this also?
They're all being presented. The city of Pismo Beach, I guess they have a rule that anything under $15,000 a city manager can approve, and so their city manager, I got an email today, their city manager has approved it. Their portion will be under $15,000, so their city manager just approved it. And so we all have to do it. I mean, this is not an optional thing, and the court, you know, will just turn around and force us to do it if we don't do it. They'll just issue an order to have us do it.
Anything else? Any other questions? Guys? Any questions or comments from the public? Hearing none, then looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the agreement between the Northern Cities and Todd Engineers to authorize the vice president to sign the agreement on behalf of the district.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Director Bookout?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Vice President Dan?
Yes. Okay. Administrative items, it says none. Report of district representatives. David?
Okay, we had a emergency zone 3 meeting, the purpose of the meeting is the water treatment plant is going to cost $2.5 million more than projected, and so we went and listened to county staff, and they are recommending that we go ahead forward with the contractor at the overrun of $2.5 million. And he explained to us, quite similar to what Mitch explained to us about the bidding process with the re-veg, they just didn't get very many bidders. And they were afraid if they put it back out for bid that it would either be bid higher or no bids at all.
So what's the total amount, David?
$21,800,000.
$21,815,000.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, yeah. Well, nobody at the meeting could come up with any better ideas. And Mitch did attend, as well as, everybody from the other adjoining cities and farmers. And just kind of seems like they got us over a barrel. And that was about it for Zone 3, unless Mitch has something to add to it.
No, you did real well on it.
And then Fire Committee... we're up to 492 calls for the year. Apparently, the company that's doing the consolidation study for Pismo has met with all the departments, fire departments, and they're going to schedule a time for all the elected officials to be at one time, so we all hear the same thing and we can all get the same answers of any questions.
This is Cityscape. Is that the name of the company?
Yeah.
Citygate.
Citygate.
And we did get the good news, the grant. Oh, we got a grant, and that's going to help with our breathing apparatuses. They're going to be comparable now to Grover's and Arroyo Grande, so we could switch out bottles. And it also includes a thermal imaging camera, as well as 22 sets of turnouts. And it's going to give us a little shot in the arm there for that.
4 of them. And I don't have the names with me. But that was about it for the sanitation plan.
Okay. I went to the LAFCO annual conference in Monterey this last week. And it was one of the best conferences I've ever been to. Again, in the state, most places in the state, water is the main issue. People having water or not having water. Also, there was a seminar on the new special district rules that have gone into effect. So we'll probably ask somebody to come down and talk about that. And they talked a lot about planning. The planning that they're looking for in the state, I think, is something that really doesn't affect us because we don't have any large areas to develop here. But in the northern part of the county, they can take a bunch of acreage and say, oh, gee, we're going to put a whole bunch of new houses, and we're going to put stores and things like that on the bottom, and we're going to put houses on top on the main streets, have mixed housing and little parks and all of these things. We don't have any large pieces of ground here to do something like that in Oceana. But that's the...
Hopefully we will.
Well, you'll have to annex some more ground to be able to have the space they're talking about. And you would have to prove that you had water and sewer able to furnish it. But so that's what they talked about a lot, especially around Paso and Atascadero, Shandon, up that way where there's lots of ground. But it was really good. had a couple speakers didn't show up. Ava Maldonado was supposed to speak on the first day, but he wasn't there.
A surprise.
Yeah. No big surprise. But it was really a well-managed conference. There was not a lot of downtime. Most everybody stayed in the hotel. It was fairly reasonable. I thought $84 a night for Monterey was pretty darn good. You know, it wasn't outlandishly expensive. And I learned a lot. And it was, like I say, one of the better conferences I've gone to. And Byrne was nice enough to go to the Sand District for me while I was gone, and I appreciate that. Are there any questions from any of the directors about any of our reports? Seeing none, we're back to public comment.
My name is Alita Wheeler. I live in Oceano. And your item about current utility billing reminded me that last year I had a huge leak from a break from the earthquake. And I just am sincerely, although belatedly, thanking you for giving me relief from that huge bill.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Mary Lucy O'Shono. Can you explain to me very quickly what a thermal imaging camera is used for?
It detects, like in a smoke-filled room or something, if you couldn't, you might not be able to see in there, but if there was a human body being in there, or it would pick it up and to help rescue people out of burning buildings.
Okay, because I've only ever seen those used in law enforcement, you know, but so I was wondering, you know, if a building's on fire, how are you going to pick up a 98.6, you know, in there? But with the smoke, I understand. Well, yeah, after your dust. But anyway, thank you. I'd like to go back to the fire committee again. And I have to ask the status of the survey. You know, the community responded. You know, people filled out surveys. We were told that if they didn't receive the surveys back, people would be calling them to follow up. I have two surveys at my house that I didn't return, and nobody ever followed up with me. $50,000 was put into the annual budget, and we're 7 weeks out from a special election. I think it's only fair that, since we're going to be the ones asked to pay for this, and that we budgeted the $50,000 for the special election, that, you know, we have to have something. We have to, are you moving forward or are you not moving forward? Are you redirecting the 50 grand or are you not redirecting the 50 grand? Are you doing the special election for extra taxation or are you not doing the election? I mean, 7 weeks till the election, I mean, you have to tell us something. It's, you know, if anything, it's a respect for the people.
It's Strand, not Strand Alley, so it's on the beach side of the house.
Right, I understand.
Yeah,
thank you.
So it's out. It's where the temporary road's got to go around.
Okay, thank you.
Mitch, do you want to go back to the fire survey?
Okay.
Please.
First of all, in order to have an election, we'd have to have a public hearing. So we're not going to have, you know, there's not an election. The district spent around $4,000 on the survey to this point. I have emailed Cal Poly. They obviously were on summer break. Email called. I've tried. It's somewhat embarrassing, but I haven't been able to get any response out of Cal Poly whatsoever. So. That's all I can say.
Okay, but there.
I'm personally embarrassed.
There is no election this year.
No, there, no.
Because it has not gone to public hearing.
No.
Nor is there time.
No, there is not time.
When you get that results in, could you put something on the agenda?
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Thank you.
Coming up for another bite of the apple? No.
As you can tell, I'm not very biting tonight. So can I go back up?
Hey, you got 40 seconds left.
Anybody want to give me 3 minutes?
No.
It doesn't work that way.
It's not the way it works.
Okay, Mitch. I've done this before, too, and I've had people do surveys for me and not gotten the results nor gotten my surveys right. So you need to get mean, and call them and say, you're driving over there to get your surveys right now. Have the box ready. Trust me. You're going to have to do that. Otherwise, it's in last year's graduation class. You know, we paid $4,000 for it. It's our property. Don't email them. Call them and say, you know what? That's it. It's over with. Have the box ready. I'm coming. I'll go get them. You know, any one of us will go get them. We'll put them in a safe place until a neutral body can count them. So what are we going to do with the $50,000 that was put into the annual budget?
Your time's now up, Mary. Sorry.
I can just really quickly respond.
Yeah, all right, quickly.
In the budget, the budget is a blueprint of where we think we're going to go. We don't necessarily mean we're going to spend the money that we budget. We budgeted should there be an election. There's not going to be an election, so that money will, at the end of the year, go in back into reserves as fund balance available.
Well, that doesn't make any sense because it was budgeted for that item. So do you come back and put it back in? How do you keep track of your money? Is it a board action then? Say we're canceling this line item and put it back into the budget?
No.
It just
stays there until the end of the year, and all on a monthly basis we prepare for the board a financial statement, and it tells us how much excess revenue over expenses or how much excess expenses over revenue we have had during that period of time and throughout the fiscal year. At the end of the fiscal year, for an example, we had about $376,000 excess revenue. So that money will go into the reserves.
Okay.
And at the next board meeting, there will be one of the items on the agenda is a report, a summary of all our reserves.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other public comments? Did we do board member discussion?
Not yet.
Board member items for discussion. Bill?
No.
Bert?
I have nothing.
Nothing.
David, I have nothing. Consideration of the warrants.
Did we get warrants?
Well, consideration of the warrants, folks. Don't think so.
Not in mind.
Well, while you do that, you get those out or whatever. Any written communications?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Okay. Since the agenda was prepared, we have received notification from FEMA that we received the grant, and we also, which has a 5% match. Also, we received the notification that we received a second grant for two thermal imagers, which approximate $30,000, and there's no match to that. That's just a straight grant. We have arranged for the county to send a letter to the people who are living on Juanita and McCarthy Streets, avenues, if you can come through at all. That isn't part of this payment. They have not submitted a bill for that meeting at this time. The other one I was just made aware of, and so I haven't really addressed that. So we could just pull the whole thing if you want.
No, I'm willing to pay this bill as long as the two meetings that were messed up, that there's a credit given.
Okay.
Because I know I made AGP aware of the first one, and the second one I asked right during the time it was happening. Because if we're going to pay this kind of money, it needs to be broadcast quality going out over the air. Anybody else got anything they want? So I'm not pulling this one. This was the July bill. That was fine.
Auto for you, Mitch.
Yeah.
$150. What was that?
I'm sorry, what?
The auto for 150. On page, it's payroll, yeah.
That's my regular.
Regular.
Yeah, that's my auto allowance.
Okay.
Do you have a new staff person or a new person on staff now?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And is that through a temp agency or?
Yeah.
Hired on?
Yeah, hired on.
Okay. I see a check for a temp agency.
So that's, well, that was the recruitment process.
Okay.
Is she still through the temp agency?
Oh, she is? Okay. That's right. She's temp to hire. That's right. Okay.
Explain temp to hire.
You have up to 3 months to make a decision, well, and or maybe he's happy if things are working out all right, if he decides you need something else.
Great.
I had forgotten one thing under board member items for discussion. I would like us to put on an agenda, and I don't know whether legal counsel would have to help me on this, for us to consider the general manager's salary. Is that a closed session item, or is it at the regular meeting to address this compensation?
Typically, when we have been addressing issues surrounding the general manager and his employment and compensation, it has been in closed session, but it would be salary for a specific job position, which I think would be public, seeing as how this is a public agency. I don't know the answer off the top of my head, but I will email Mitch tomorrow with the response to that.
So whichever way, I would like to have it put on the agenda.
Can I go to the personnel committee first?
I don't know. Whatever way they say it has to go, if it has to go to personnel first, fine. If not, but we need to look at that.
All right.
Legal counsel will let Mitch know, and if it's supposed to go to personnel first, fine. If not, if it just goes to us, whichever way. Okay, are we going to pay the bills?
I'll move to pay the bills.
I'll second.
This is just the voice vote, right, on this?
Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign? None? I think we've taken care of everything since we did written communications first.
I'm sorry, who seconded the warrants?
The meeting is adjourned.